A significant part of WHO's response to health emergencies in Uganda, DRC, Gaza, Sudan, and elsewhere is supported by funding from the United States. As we have said, we regret the announcement that the United States intends to withdraw from WHO, and we would welcome the opportunity to engage in constructive dialogue. There are also actions that the U.S. government is taking that are unrelated to its intended withdrawal from WHO, but which we're concerned are having a serious impact on global health. For example, the suspension of funding to PEPFAR, the President's emergency plan for AIDS relief, caused an immediate stop to HIV treatment, testing, and prevention services in the 50 countries that PEPFAR supports based on bilateral agreements. Although a waiver has been granted for life-saving services, it does not include prevention services for some of the most at-risk groups. Despite the waiver, clinics are shuttered and health workers have been put on leave. WHO is gathering data on service disruptions and supporting countries with mitigation measures, including by filling gaps in supplies of antiretrovirals. The sudden suspension of U.S. funding and the sudden disengagement of U.S. institutions is also affecting the response to global efforts to eradicate polio and the response to mpox epidemics in Africa. In Myanmar, almost 60,000 people, most of them women and children, have been left with no access to life-saving services. And we have limited information about the spread of avian influenza among dairy cattle in the U.S. or human cases. We ask the U.S. to consider continuing its funding at least until solutions can be found. We are asking share burden, the burden, and the U.S. is saying share the burden, so there is no difference at all. And we started this seven years ago. And if there are other issues they raise, we are building a transparent organization, an accountable organization, a responsive organization, and we would respond to any queries or issues there are, and we hope U.S. will reconsider and work with us to continue the reform that we have started